All right, fighters, what's going on? Listen, before we get going today, I'm talking today about whether or not you have a hiring plan. I know this is a big issue with just about every contractor around. That's finding people, keeping people, building a great team. It's a big issue, big problem, and has been for a while. And so I'm going to share some things, but I also want to share what we have coming up for you guys that want to learn more about the hiring game on Thursday, October 20th, 2020. We have our contractor fight night is going to be all about hiring. And in fact, we're going to talk about some out of the box hiring tricks to help you find your next FW. That's a fucking winner for those of you that don't know what that is. And I'm going to have a panel of some contractors that are actually kicking some serious ass doing it. I'm going to have one of our coaches in the fight on with me, who's a hiring expert, really digs in and helps people do that, helps people everything from job ads to DISC profiles to, you know, how to be a better leader and communicator so that you can build your team. So it's going to be a really good night. So I encourage you to head there to go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-night, or you can just go to thecontractorfight.com, go to programs and click the thing that says fight night. So anyway, so this hiring thing, my friends, you know, if it's on your mind and you're thinking to yourself, man, I think I need to hire somebody, I want to share a few indicators that it's time to hire somebody. And, you know, right out of the gate, if you got a lot of things that just aren't getting done, right? There's just not enough hours in the day and it's just you and it's causing you to not get things done. You're losing work. You can't get to projects. You're scheduled out so many months in advance, which listen, if you're, you know, doing bigger home remodelers or building houses or bigger projects like that, you know, it's not uncommon for people to wait several months or a year for their project. And that's fine. But a lot of you guys, you know, you fall into that specialty contractor niche, painter, flooring guy, whatever. And quite frankly, you know, not many people want to wait, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months to have a kitchen painted, right? So if you're losing work, if you can't, you know, just keep up like we just talked about, if your service is suffering, like you're dropping the ball, you find yourself apologizing a lot, that's an indicator. And then also if you're burning out, okay? And so guys, it's important to understand that it's, you know, these are some indicators you might need to hire. I know some of you are also fearful of hiring. Maybe you've had a bad experience in the past. I will tell you from my own experience and mistakes that most of the hiring issues I had in the past were on me. They weren't on the employee. They weren't on the person that I was bringing on my team. I just needed to be a better leader. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to offer better service, if you want to take some pressure off you, if you want to be able to scale your business, grow your business, make some more money, you know, then you really, really need to consider putting together a hiring plan. Now, when we work with people in our programs, one of the first things I ask somebody when we get into the hiring and team building thing is, would you want to work for your company the way it is right now? Think about that for a minute. I can honest to God tell you that 95% of the people that answer that question, when I ask it to them, they immediately go, no, I would not want to work for my company. And hands down, the biggest reason is they will tell you, and which they always tell me, is it's just chaotic. I'm not organized. I don't have a plan. I don't know where I'm going. These are some of the things that come out of their mouths. And so the first step in your hiring plan, guys, is really determining what your, what I call non-negotiable values are going to be in your company. What are they? We all have values. We all run our company based on these values. Oftentimes, we just don't know what they are. We've never taken some time to be intentional about them. And so one of the things I recommend is that you build your company values around the things that are near and dear to you. So for instance, one of the guys I'm thinking of that we've worked with, one of his non-negotiable company values is I have to build a team of people that are competitive. And this stems from this person just simply doesn't respect people that aren't competitive. Okay. And the last thing he wants to do is bring people into his world, onto his team that don't want to compete, don't want to win, don't want to grind, don't want to put some work in and enjoy the victories down the road. So that's personal to him. So I encourage you, first step is really take some time and go, what kind of culture do I want to build here? Okay. Then we get into things like organizational charts. We get into things like, well, do I really need to hire somebody? Now, I shared at the top of this reasons you might need to hire somebody. I'll give you one thing here quickly that often comes up. People will say, oh my God, the phone's ringing off the hook. I got to hire a salesperson. What I've found time and time again in most companies, if you simply just refine your sales process, do better pre-qualification, train the person answering the phone in that sales process, you often eliminate the need to hire another salesperson, because when you have to hire another salesperson, you got to get more leads, all right? And leads cost money or time or both. And then you got to ask yourself, what's the net result on the other end of all this effort and stuff and expense I put forward in a salesperson? Can I still achieve that if I just had better pre-qualification? Now, listen, I know I'm on the verge of opening up a big can of worms, because some of you right now are going, man, I've hired plenty of salespeople and our business explodes and it's awesome. Okay, that's good. But 99% of the contractors listening to this, you don't have a sales process. You don't have a marketing plan. Okay, you don't know your numbers. And so the last thing I want you to run out and do, just because you have a shit ton of leads coming in, is think that the solution is to hire another salesperson. Okay. And these are things you can get deeper into as you build your own hiring plan. But guys, let the math guide you. Okay. Another thing that people will say they need is a project manager, you know, because all these calls are coming in. I can't set my crews up. I can't do this. I can't do that. We talked to a guy in our 100K program the other day, got to the bottom of it. What he really needed was somebody to answer the fucking phone. All right. And train that person up in the sales process. Weed through that so the owner didn't have to, because guys, this guy's business was only like 400 grand a year, by the way. All right. And that's what I see. A lot of guys are like, you know, I need to hire a project manager. I'm like, no, you need to be more efficient with what you're doing. So all that to say, let the math dictate. Okay. Let your quality of life dictate whether you're going to hire. And then when you do, you got to plan it out with that organizational chart. Who's on the team? What are the roles? You got to nail the job description, you guys. Okay. Another big issue, and I'm just kind of doing a flyby here of a hiring plan of things for you guys to start thinking about. Okay. Things that you can actually do, boxes that you can check, mindsets that you can have. All right. These are things we talk about all the time in inside the fight here. Nail the job description, because surprisingly, most people don't know what their damn job is or how they're being evaluated. The other reason guys struggle with hiring is they don't treat recruiting like they treat marketing. I believe, in fact, one of the people that we're going to have on our panel for Contractor Fight Night coming up, you know, he's going to share about how they literally interview every week or two for every position in the company. And they never get to a point where they have to hire, because they're always hiring. Okay. So it's because they treat recruiting like getting leads. It's the same thing. Okay. And you want to make it a team event. You want to make it a way of life in your company that we are always recruiting great people. Along with that, so many contractors struggle to attract kick-ass talent and retain them because they're not attractive as a company. They look like a shit show. They're not building their brand. They're not paying top dollar. They have a culture that's chaotic, which I touched on a little bit earlier. Okay. So if you want people to be attracted to your company, you have to be attractive. And that's so much of what we talk about here in the fight, about getting high profits and building your team and taking back control of your mindset. All these things are designed to help you build the type of company that other people would look at and go, fuck, I want to be part of that thing. Another area of people that blow it a lot is in the interview process, right? I know I have. In fact, I'll tell you this. I was telling my coaching group the other day, I'm a terrible person to interview people. I am awful at it. Here's why. Okay. Know thyself, right? I like everybody right away. I can find a reason to like somebody and hire them 100% of the time, unless it's really a fucked up person. All right. So I'm not the right person that should interview ever. There's other roles that I fulfill in my company. So maybe you're like that too. Maybe you just suck at the interview. It's the night before, you got somebody coming in and you're like, oh fuck. So you go to Google and you type in, what are questions to ask during an interview? And then you throw these questions out and then you wonder why people don't last. Okay. This is where the interview guys should include things like assessments and skills testing and group interviews. I personally am a fan of building your interview questions around those non-negotiable values that we talked about to really find out, is this the type of person, forget the skill right now, is this the type of human being that I want to invite into my life, into my culture, into my company? And when you're clear on those values, that will help you do that. So guys, here's one challenge I have for you right now. If you've never started to put together a hiring plan, simply do the thing I said earlier and really start thinking about those non-negotiable values. Who do you want to be as a company? What do you want to be known for? What type of people get the privilege of being on your team? here in the Contractor Fight, I'll give you a couple of our values. Number one is we only want positive human beings. That means the people that work for me, the people that we partner with as trade partners and people that we refer. It's the people that we take on in our programs. If there's a lot of negativity, we ask them to leave. All right. Positivity is huge. Another one for us is get oxygen. That is one of our core values in the Contractor Fight. Get oxygen means we eat first. We get paid first. We take care of us first. And it's not selfish. It's simply making sure that we're as strong as we can be for the people that we serve. So that's my challenge for you guys. Start putting that hiring plan on your radar. Take some time. Really come up with 3 to 6 non-negotiable values that, hey, you want to be part of our team. You know, this is how we operate. And if you're not a person of character that fits these things, then you're just not going to be a good fit, regardless of your skill level. Guys, I appreciate you hanging out today. Hit the link in the show notes if you want to check out Contractor Fight Night on October 22nd. Appreciate you guys. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next time.